In the age of social media, it seems short, loud, and dogmatic dialogue has replaced meaningful, good faith conversation. Well, an Australian startup called Letter is trying to change that, providing an online platform for long-form discussions on important issues. Recently, Letter have launched a new feature, crowdfunding campaigns which hope to have some of the world's most influential thinkers engage in conversation. One of Letter's founders is Clyde Rathbone, who returns to the show this morning to tell us more about Letter's crowdfunded conversations. Clyde, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Willie. Thanks for having me.
Now, for those who weren't with us in July 2020 when we first spoke, tell us a little bit about Letter and why a platform like this is important.
So Letter is just a place for any two people to have a conversation about any topic. And what makes it different from existing social platforms is that the conversations are public to view, but they're limited to the initial participants. So you and I could be having a conversation about climate change. That conversation is in the form of an exchange of written letters. Anyone can read them, but the viewing public cannot interject into the conversation. And that was really built out from looking at why it is that so many otherwise productive conversations on Twitter and Facebooks of the world often derail. So that's what Letter is. But we've recently, as you kind of alluded to, launched a new feature, which I'm sure we'll talk about as well.
Yeah, so you've launched a crowdfunding conversations. Tell us how this works and what does crowdfunding bring that's kind of different to just having two people agree to engage in a discussion?
Yeah, I think the key reason we've developed the features because we know how difficult it is to bring two people from different parts of the sort of ideological political spectrum together to have a nuanced conversation. Now, we spend a lot of our time reaching out to these people and presenting them with a range of potential conversations and interlocutors, and we're very happy with the number of conversations we've managed to host. We've got Yuval Noah Harari, we've got Noam Chomsky, we've got Daniel Dennett. So we've got some fairly big names in the sort of public intellectual space writing on Letter. But we were trying to figure out a way to really increase the cadence of conversations that we could host and also to branch out from just the written exchanges into other domains, audio and video. So the idea for crowdfunding was something we first started thinking about in 2019, but we didn't run an experiment until 2020. And that experiment was on GoFundMe. We just decided to launch a campaign with Coleman Hughes, trying to have a conversation with Ibram Kendi. These are two public intellectuals with different ideas about race in America. And we set a goal of raising $1,000, and the campaign raised $23,000 in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was exciting. But the problem with that was that as much as people were very keen for the conversation to happen, the conversation didn't get up. So people donated, money went to a great charity.
Yep.
So it was a success in one instance in that it demonstrated the clear public demand for these kinds of conversations, and we managed to make a great contribution with Coleman to a charity. But really what people wanted was the conversation to happen. So we thought, well, what can we do that modifies the crowdfunding mechanic that already exists in the world, you know, on your GoFundMes and your Kickstarters, Indiegogos? What can we do to like change that such that the conversations are more likely to happen? And the way our crowdfunding model works differently is that people can pledge towards a campaign to have a conversation exist in the world that they would like to see, but they aren't actually charged. So we record their credit card details when they pledge, but they're not charged when they pledge. And if the conversation doesn't happen, they are never charged.
Right.
So what it means then is that you're creating a genuine incentive for the interlocutors, whereby if they do not engage, well, then that money just never gets charged. But if they do, they get to create a win for the audience. You know, these are people that care about what these influencers have to say, but it's a way for them to vote with their dollars about specifically which conversations they'd like to see them in. And the vast majority of the proceeds go to a charity that the interlocutors can mutually select. So they can come together and go, oh, this is a cause that we, despite whatever differences we may have, we can align on this charity or this organization being a worthy recipient of the funds. So it's a new take on crowdfunding, and we've just launched and it's going really well.
Awesome. Okay, you have a campaign going on at the moment with some very prominent modern luminaries. Who are they and what is the proposed conversation about?
So the first one that we launched was a campaign between Robin DiAngelo and Ayaan Hirsi Ali. And if you go to our Twitter page, which is just at Letter Wiki, you can see all the campaigns that we'll be launching in the coming weeks. But that conversation was one that there was a clear public demand for. So on places like Twitter and other social media platforms, people were calling for it to exist. Ayaan recently went on the Joe Rogan podcast and spent about 15 minutes of that podcast talking about the importance of these conversations and having different perspectives presented across audience silos so that we avoid the echo chambers that tend to exist on places like Twitter and Facebook. And yeah, we launched the campaign on Friday last week. It's received $20,500 US dollars and pledges, in just under a week. So, and it has 84 days to run. So I'm confident that number is going to be substantial by the time the campaign deadline approaches. And the proceeds go to a school in Kenya, which is funding bright, underprivileged kids to get into quality educational institutions. So it's exciting. And this is the first of what will be a number of campaigns we'll be launching in the coming months.
Wow. And so we will obviously link Letter to our show notes here, but if people want to kind of jump and stay across, it's best to go to, is it your Twitter?
Is our best, because this is our main distribution channel and all the campaigns exist in that one place.
And they can find where they can go and pledge for the conference there as well. Okay, great. Yeah. Can you give us any teasers as to who you might have a discussion in the works for future campaigns or what topics might be discussed?
I can't actually. One of the reasons that we're quite guarded about the upcoming campaigns is that there's a lot of variables at play here. You know, we've got to reach out to the teams of the various interlocutors. We've got to get buy-in from at least one. We have to pick a charity. There's a number of moving parts there. And I think the best way to think about it is that if you look at the various culture war issues that exist on social media at the moment, we intend to run campaigns covering virtually all of the ground that is there to be covered. These conversations are important, and right now there's just not enough of them. Or when they do occur, they occur behind closed doors. So we want to shine light on all these areas and go into them, you know, as you kind of alluded to at the start of the show, that there's a real dearth of good faith interactions. There's plenty of snapping and trolling and undermining your ideological opponents, but there's very little evidence that people will come to the table with an attitude of learning as opposed to critiquing. So, you know, these are the way we try and frame it, is that it's a safe space for dangerous conversations.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need more latitude online for people to think out loud on contentious issues without paying serious price for that endeavor. And that's part of what the crowdfunding model is hoping to achieve.
Clyde, just one more question before I let you go. Where does your strong sense of kind of social, I feel it's like a social justice and a social fairness and just an openness come from?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't actually know. I think it has something to do with growing up during apartheid in South Africa and, you know, seeing a very sort of 1984 dystopia play out in real time and recognizing how lucky we are to be living in sort of functional Western democracies. And I think it's very easy to take for granted how hard fought these conditions really were. And, you know, when you really boil it down, the quality of our society is built on the bedrock of civil discourse and public conversation. And right now, despite how hyper-connected the world is, there's just an absolute dearth of that kind of dialogue. So I think it comes from recognizing how fragile the things we take for granted really are.
Clyde Rathbone, I love what Letter is about and I love the work you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and all the best with future Letters.
Thank you, Willie. Thanks for the time. Cheers.